Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Quote, "Now the city shall be doomed by the Lord to destruction, it and all who are in it. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all who are with her in the house. And you, by all means, abstain from the accursed things, lest you become accursed when you take of the accursed things, and make the camp of Israel a curse, and trouble it." Joshua 6:17-18. Have you heard of a contronym? Quote, "A contronym is a word with a homonym, another word with the same spelling but different meaning, that is also an antonym, a word with the opposite meaning," end quote. Sounds confusing? It's simply a word with two opposite meanings. Think of the well-known English contronym, cleave. If you're talking about Adam cleaving to Eve, Genesis 2:24, that's uniting, making two into one. But if you're cleaving an offering, Leviticus 1:17, that's dividing, making one into two. Clip can also mean to fasten together or cut apart. Dust might mean removing it or adding it to a cake, for example. Someone who left went away. Someone who's left decided to stay. Oversight can mean careful watching or not noticing, and so on. But there's a Hebrew contronym in our story today. It's the word cherem, which can mean devoted or cursed. Do you see the connection? Everything in the city of Jericho could be devoted if given to the Lord, or accursed if taken for oneself. The spoils of all the subsequent cities would be for the people of Israel, but the city of Jericho, being the first, was to be for God alone. After all, he was the true victor. Do you see the principle at work in your life? Let Jesus explain. Quote, "Whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." Matthew 16:25. Keep it for yourself, you lose. Devote it to him, you win.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.